Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I was super fantastic every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and we restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like the living forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life, I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, press star. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back.
the Intel Zone.
All right, good afternoon, TNT, super fantastic family. Today is Monday, December 2. Yours truly, RayRan98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT.
Okay.
All right, I'm shocked and surprised, because everybody said they can't hear you, because I couldn't hear you. So, but, okay.
No, everybody was telling me they could hear fine.
Oh.
On my end.
All right.
But I guess we have it all straightened out.
Yep, we're all good. All right, did we send out anything over the weekend? Anything good happen?
All quiet.
All quiet.
Some things happened, but we didn't send any texts about it because it was all quiet.
All right, guys. It was all quiet, but it was an exciting weekend in Iraq, if nowhere else. We all know that Mahdi did resign. It is public news. It was all over the television. Everybody's been celebrating. Saturday, it was accepted. So let's go on to the next part, I guess. Who's going to be the new prime minister? And we don't know. We're waiting right now. Saleh is in charge. What we do know is that CBI has put out several announcements, all simply stating that it's not going to stop what they're doing. Their plan is moving forward. Their time is moving forward. And the resignation won't affect it one way or the other. It even says that the people in the streets won't affect it one way or the other because it's moving. I guess the most exciting thing that we've had so far today is the banks have announced that they won't be doing any loan transactions, payment transactions, or anything in Iraq effective 1 December through 1 January. They're not even accepting payments. Why? Because somewhere in that window, they know things are going to change. Well, they feel they are. That's why the banks are stopping their transactions in that window. So I think that's what we can look forward to. I know it's December. We hear it all the time. We've been hearing it for 10, 12 years. At the end of every year, they want this to be completed by the first. You're absolutely right. And none of that is saying that they didn't. It just didn't happen. They had a plan. And somebody else had a plan. But now with as much as completed with the people in the streets, and they still are today, they're still demonstrating today, and they keep that pressure on, I think they have no choice but to do it. And they want to do it. So our banks aren't doing anything here. They did go in on Saturday, guys. Banks were called in. All personnel were called in. We got it Friday evening, and they were told to be in by 6, that exchanges would start by 7 a.m. on Saturday morning. We know it didn't happen. I'm just telling you, they were told that. And we got the report from multiple banks in multiple states that they were told that. And then they came in on Sunday. And yes, they're pissed off on Monday. Because it messed up their four-day weekend, everything else. They brought them in to work. Now, why they did that, I don't know. Because I'm not in charge of the bank. I can just tell you they did it. Well, I can't say I don't know. Because I do know the original plan, again, was to have the RV live by 30 November. And with all the announcement and everything, they were still going by that plan. And they thought it was going to happen on Saturday. That's why they brought all their people in. It didn't. I don't have a new date, window, anything, except that it's being pushed, and they're waiting to see what happens. And, of course, Texas did not go in. Everybody but Texas went in, and we're ready to move. And I know I always talk about it, but they could have them in within an hour anytime, be the last ones to activate, go in just to keep us at bay or wondering what's going on. Who knows? But they haven't gone in. And nobody is at their exchange center today so far that I know of. So I'm not looking for it today, but I always look for it on Tuesdays and Fridays anyway. So that hasn't changed. But the good thing is CBI is putting out more and more information. So I think they did 6 articles in the last 2 days explaining their position, that things are still moving forward, that they're finalizing. They did say there was some other corruption laws that they wanted to add or amend in this parliament meeting. But again, not that it would stop anything. Their plans are there. And even in the current state of the country, CBI says it seems like it's still stabilized where they were looking for it to be. That's all. Government's in place. Going to be some changes, we know. People are still demonstrating. Government wanted their 15 days, and then their 30 days. And the people are saying you have 1 week to appoint a new prime minister, not 15 days. Right now, Selah is the acting prime minister and president of the country. The good thing about it is, he always wanted the reforms, so I don't think he's going to do anything to stop it from happening. So it's Monday morning, December the 2nd. That's where we're at. Let's get it started. Right?
Okay, Bert Mann says, after reading all the articles of Iraq that pop up my news feed, it seems to me that if Iraq does RV their currency, at first it would only benefit the people who have money and not the unemployed and poor people who are doing the rioting, and they may not see this as a win. What are your thoughts on this?
It's going to benefit everybody who has money in their hand, because their money is going to become more valuable, whether it's a dollar, $5, or $500. Everybody's money is going to buy more when the RV occurs. So under their new agreements and what we're waiting to be passed laws, all those people who are unemployed, uneducated, struggling life, are going to get a bonus check every month from now on, which is going to be included in the RV, which is also included in the 2020 budget. So, yes, everybody will see a benefit from it as soon as it is announced. What's next?
Dr. Bob says, I was on the CBI.IQ website, and I saw a 10 dinar note. Is this part of the lower denominations you have spoken about? Do you have any information on when the 10 dinar note will be issued?
The 10 dinar note is going to be one of the lower denoms, absolutely. And there's a 5, and there's a 2, and there's a $2 coin, all supposed to be coming out when it happens. We don't know. We're waiting. I think they're all going to come out the minute the RV is announced. There's no benefit. Doesn't make any sense. And there's no reason for them to put the lower denoms out now in people's hands. If there's no rate change, they would just be worthless. All of them would be worth less than a penny. All it could possibly do is give the world's financial market a heads up that the rate is going to change and create a whole lot of chaos in the market, financial industry. So they're not going to give us that much leeway. It's going to have to occur at the same time. Okay?
All right. Bence Webb says, just met a person from Zimbabwe, and she said their currency was revalued in June, but they were waiting to be able to exchange with different currencies. I asked her, was she able to come here? She said she has a tech company and charges dollars for her services. I thought we were awaiting for their revalue. Please explain. Thank you very much.
Okay. Zimbabwe did revalue in June. Remember, it was like 1-to-1 with their new lower denoms. I don't have the exact rate on top of my head, but they did revalue then. We still weren't exchanging. The only difference with the exchange here is when the GCR happens, we're going to be able to exchange, well, according to Wells Fargo reps, we're going to be able to exchange our notes at agreed upon rate that the country agreed with the United States 10 years ago under their own contract. Then the lower denoms that Zimbabwe have will come and be interchangeable at a totally different rate than ours. This is a contract agreement with Zimbabwe that was made with their government over 10 years ago for the notes that we had, which I was told was the 50 trillion and the 100 trillion. Those are supposedly the two notes that the contract was based on. Well, as Fargo is saying, they're going to take all of them and maybe with 3-0 notes, but it's not going to be at the same rate as the ones, fives, and twos that Zimbabwe did in June. So those are two totally different things. That's why we're, there was another question in there. What was it, though?
The other question was we were waiting for the revalue, that they thought we were waiting for the revalue.
Okay, maybe I covered it all. We are waiting for the revalue for the notes that we hold. All right, what's next?
Crusher 13. Last week you were saying that Iraq was due to sign the 2020 budget amendments on Sunday. Did they get that completed, or at least partially?
They did meet with it. They have a letter out or article out this morning that all the agreements are going well. All the talks are going well. Kurdistan is still there. They have not finalized it and made an announcement yet, though.
T Tavern says, can the RV happen under a caretaker government?
Yes, it can. You guys, remember again, the RV itself, the revaluation of the currency, was put in the 2019 budget. And it was approved in the 2019 budget because that's when it was supposed to come out. It just hasn't. So now they're making additional changes to the things that the citizens want in the 2020 budget to bring it all out together. And because they're so close is the only reason it hasn't. So in that new budget, when it comes out, it addresses all these issues of the pay, the monthly pay, all the youth programs, and everything else that the demonstrators have now asked for. That's the only reason. It can still come out at any time. Okay?
All right. Nicole 19. Let's see. Yesterday, Ray, you had a mention of what was needed for a foundation. You mentioned three things for the foundation payout. Okay. The private charitable family foundation payout requirements cover three categories. It could be any combination of these three categories for that 5% payout requirement. Number one, other 501c3 charitable organizations, churches, et cetera, et cetera. Number two, administrative functions of the foundation. And number three, charitable pursuits or activities of the foundation. So a combination of those three would equate the 5% payout requirement. Stevie T says, if a person from Sweden sent money to a person in the U.S. to buy IQD, what is the best way to get them to Sweden, and what are the rules and regs in the matter? Obviously, value is currently below 10K.
Oh, man. So, let me see here. You know, sometimes you guys be asking me, say, what's the best way to do something illegal? Because that's what it sounds like you be saying. What is the best way to do something illegal and get it done on the call with everybody? If the value is currently under $10,000, there is no issue because you can take it out of the country. You're not supposed to, and you guys look it up on your own, but you're not supposed to send money in the mail, period, or as I know, out the country. Now, people do it all the time because they send us the foreign currencies of a different amount, FedEx and that and everything, but I don't think you're supposed to out of the country. So I would check with the bank and the post office to see what's the best way to do that. Now, if you want the best illegal way to do it, or the best way to do more than that, you probably have to check with your local crooks. I don't know. Which means lawyers. And they can tell you how to do that, I guess. All right. What's next?
That is an interesting question, but I don't think that there's any regulations against sending somebody something. But, Dan, you definitely want to check somewhere to make sure you don't accidentally violate a law. Uncle Buck.
That's
says,
right.
The 10 dinar note on the CBI website is a, he's calling it a Jordanian dinar note. I know it has something to do with countries from Georgia. Let's say it's part of the Republic education to prepare the citizens for their own lower denominations. If you translate it, it said it's from Georgia. Oh, okay. So that's
Georgia just came out with a ten note on Saturday that CBI said they recognized and were letting people know it. Now that could simply be because they exchange because people are spending in Iraq. I don't know that you need a Georgia 10 note because it didn't say dinar, it said 10 Larry note. 10 Larry note, not 10 dinar note, that they made the announcement was coming out on Saturday. So why they want to educate people about Georgia's 10 Larry note, I don't really know, but I did look at the article. It had nothing to do with a 10 dinar note. So if there's a 10 dinar note, like the person said earlier, that would be one of the new lower dinars. I haven't seen it. If he was really talking about Georgia's new 10 Larry note, that is something totally different.
And we are not talking about the state of Georgia.
No, we are not talking about the state of Georgia. We're talking about the country of Georgia.
There's a country called Georgia for those who didn't know. So,
All right.
Let's talk to some live folks. Let's see here. Who is lively and live? 727 area code. You are on. Okay. 865. You are
Hi,
on.
Tony. Hi, Tony. Hi, Ray. Appreciate
Hi.
Your info and insight, and also appreciate the clarification that it's not the state of Georgia in the United States of America. Although when I read that headline, I thought, oh, gee, we need to go to Atlanta. But no, it's not that. Want to have a couple of questions here. With all of the things that are going on, it brings to mind Scheherazade and the 1001 Arabian Nights going on, of all the storytelling that's going on over there. That's certainly been more than 1001 nights that we've been dealing with all of this. Shabibi, what is his status now? I know you've shared with us in the past that he's always sort of in the background and maybe coming forth a little bit more. Have you heard any further clarification on the role he's playing in this?
I have not heard anything else about Shabibi lately or where he's at. I know we've always said that he's still involved in directing the CBI in the background on how this should be done. But nothing coming to the forefront, nothing about him stepping up being recognized at all.
Okay. Appreciate your commentary about the bank moratorium that is in play now, December 1 through January 1, meaning that the Iraqi citizens aren't able to do anything in terms of financial transactions. Is that if I understood that correctly?
It said there would be no new loans or processing
just loans.
Loans or payments during the first through the first, yeah, December 1st through January 1st is what it said.
What kind of reaction have the Iraqi people given to that, or is it still a little bit too early to get the feedback from your sources in terms of how they're responding to it and their understanding of it and its impact?
Well, I haven't gotten any, but it just happened this morning, so we don't know yet. I mean, announcement was just made. I think this morning's article or yesterday's article, I came out. They put out so many of them, like six of them, like I said, overnight, six or seven different articles. So it's brand new news. But to me, it was exciting. I'm like, okay. Because every month, you know, they do new 150 million, 10 million, whatever they call them. I can't even think right now. But they're actually loans and their payments. We're saying we're not doing any this month. We're not doing any payments. We're not getting caught up in any transactions when this thing goes, is what it's saying to me. And
so
we're
this
making
is impacting
the required
auctions
changes.
As well.
Well, I don't know. We're going to see if they have any more auctions. I know they did reactivate six of the companies that they had shut down that were able to do auctions. Today they listed them, or yesterday they listed them, so we know that part has already occurred. So there will be companies exchanging during the month if they just reactivate.
Okay. Well, again, we appreciate it. Who would have thought we would have been in December of 2019 and still do the pre-RV calls? But 10 days from whenever this happens, we know that that's the TNT. Super fantastic Pay It Forward project. And we are counting the days and have our own stories to tell on the 1001 Arabian Nights tales here. So we appreciate it. Thank you.
All right.
Have
thanks.
A good day. Have a good Monday.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
281 area code. You are on.
Hello, Tony and Ray. How you guys
hello.
Doing today?
Hey.
Good morning. Fantabulous to the nth degree.
Good. I'm good. I'm sure you guys had a great Thanksgiving. I'm sure you did. I know I did.
We did.
Ate a lot.
Yep.
That's good. Well, I had a question. Mine is pretty simple. With some of the people that were, or I guess you'd say bank employees that were called in this weekend, were they all? The ones that did go in, were they doing any exchanges at all the locations, or maybe just some of them did exchanges?
They didn't do. Listen. Okay, somebody, guru, which I'm not even going to name, put out there that there was a lot of activity going on in Wells Fargo on Saturday nights or Sunday nights, put out there that some people were paid and signed NDAs over the weekend. Put out there that the admiral was paid and signed to an NDA. Well, first of all, there was no activity because anybody can look at it. This is what you guys don't understand. These idiots don't understand who keep putting it up. Any bank, any Wells Fargo location, Bank of America location, Chase of a location, when they say it, can say, this is what happened over the weekend. 500 people or 5,000 people got paid, or hundreds of people got paid, and they were all in Reno getting paid. Well, every transaction, whether these idiots believe it or not, or know it or not, and if they have some bank contacts, they should call them to verify it so they can quit putting out a bunch of BS. But it has to go into the system. Has to be accounted for, which means a guy in Wisconsin can go look at a bank in Miami, Florida, and can go in the system and see if there was transactions of 100,000, 1 million, 5 million, 50 million. He can look in the system and see that. Anybody can. So if there's transactions going on, then somebody knows it. You know, even if he doesn't want to look at their individual name, they have to put that on their ledgers. So when these guys make up this BS and tell you there's all this activity, and even if they're doing SKRs, they have to go on the ledger. So, no, it didn't happen. And especially, we're going to say in Wells Fargo, where there's more contacts and exchange centers and people involved in this than anywhere, for somebody to put out that nonsense doesn't make any sense to me. I don't even know the purpose of it, to generate calls, to get people to listen to their site, but it causes a lot of confusion with people, and I know it, and it's really not happening, okay?
So a lot of times when they're called in, they're not always necessarily doing exchanges when they go in. They're just like on standby, I guess you would say, when they go into the bank, I guess, when they're not doing
that. That is what they are. They go in and God tell me, hey, man, we're playing dominoes over here. We're playing spades over here. We're doing this over here. And that another said, well, I'm just doing my regular banking because everybody's sitting here mad because they had to come in. And now we're not even doing anything.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that was my question because I'm like, okay, if they're not doing anything, what's the purpose of calling them in? I mean, you would think that they would be doing exchanges, but you cleared that part up. So, all right. Well, let's hope we see something soon. I know we're already in waiting. So, thank you.
All right.
Guys.
Have a great day. All right, hey, Ray, hold on for a sec. All right.
Okay, thank
hold
you.
Hold on for a sec.
Okay, looks like 423
hold
should
on.
Be opened.
Wait, hold on for a second. I need to do something
okay,
real
hold
quick.
On.
Forget.
Okay, hold on 423.
Okay, thank you.
Wait, do we have a birthday song or just an anniversary song or both? Nope.
No anniversary song.
Oh. All right. Let me just really quick then. I want to just wish I got the wrong one. Hold on. I'm getting to it. Amen. Oh, Connie and Kelly, a happy 41st anniversary. 41 years of love and bliss. Now, I don't believe that. I just said that. There's no way in the world you could sleep with the same person 41 years and it'd be nothing but love and bliss.
I agree.
But anyway, happy anniversary, country girl. Okay, Ray, go ahead. I had to get there.
All right. 423, you're on.
I agree. We've been married 23 years to it, and it hadn't all been love and bliss, but we're glad we still love each other. And we've made it good chicken friends. Oh, goodness gracious. My question, a couple of them. I thought at the beginning of the month when all these riots started, they were promising the people that by the end of the month they would have what they're rioting for, what they're demonstrating for. I thought they said that. And I thought the people actually put a deadline on something. They had to have it by then or else. But do I remember hearing that right? It was going to be by the end of the month?
I don't know if it was by the end of the month because this has been going on since the 1st of October. So it went for 2 months, actually. At one time, there was a deadline for their initial request. And they said they were going to do it. And they had agreed to it. And everything else. It just hadn't implemented because it had to become law. And they had to have their parliament meetings to make it law. But they did agree to their demands. And now they kept going until Ahmadi put in his resignation. They didn't believe it. Even when he said it on Tuesday and Wednesday, they didn't really accept it until Saturday morning when it was accepted by Parliament, as when they started celebrating, were happy, and actually started cleaning up as they did their stuff. And I was, I know it's going to be a terrible thing to say, but like I said, I was kind of disappointed that they were cleaning up because it looked like they were leaving. And I was like, oh man, y'all didn't fall for that, did you? Because now it's going to be forever. They fell for that. But today, it says they're back. They're in the streets. They're not giving up. And they say they're not going to until they see the change. Well, the change is Parliament votes and approves everything that they say. And they open the 2020 budget and it takes effect. So I hope that's the change. I hope they stay there because if they walk away any time before that, this will absolutely be drug out. I already know it.
Oh, boy. That is terrible. Gosh. Well, I thought Ahmadi was a replacement for Maliki, and he was a good guy, but evidently not, huh? He's connected with Iran somehow.
He was connected with Maliki's party, and he may have been a good guy and may still be. And, I mean, he's saying the right things. He just wasn't picking a side, right or left. He was just there letting Iran and the U.S. dictate. He came out and said that this was not my government. I wasn't really in charge. Iran was really running things. So he came out and said that. But the fact of the matter is, they're saying you didn't stand up to him. You didn't have the backbone to stand up to him. And he's saying, well, I couldn't stand up to him because I'm part of Maliki's party and they were running us already. So I don't have anybody to stand up with.
Oh, my goodness. Whoa, what a mess. Well, I have been, if this thing goes till April, I'll have been in this thing for 11 years. And I can remember, Tony, when you said, I think you used to say, 70-30. I know 70% and I don't know 30. And then the number became less and less. And now you're saying I know 30%, but I don't know 70. Is that still the percentage
you know? This is what used to happen. See, I used to get a whole lot of information, details, everything else. And I really felt, not just me, but we knew what was going on because things are going on because of insights, especially with the last administration, was great. But D.C. came on, well, you know, when all that took place, I want to say he was assigned to me and everything else. He said, oh, no, we know 30%. There's 70% that we don't know. And I can say, okay, yeah. Wow. So even back then, there was a whole lot more to it. Believe me, we know more now than we ever knew then. all we were doing, looking at the surface, saying it's going to happen, it should happen. And every time they gave us a little clue that it was about to happen, a majority of the times it could have happened, except the U.S. stepped in and put in more stipulations, stringent. But I told you guys that a long time ago, if you want a kid to eat everything on his plate and you don't want him to throw a tantrum, or you don't want them to look at it and say, I'm not eating all of that because I know I'm not. What do you do to it? You just convince him to eat a forkful at a time, and then he looks up and say, man, I ate the whole plate. But it was a fork at a time and a celebration every time he took a bite. That's all they've been doing to Iraq, just so you understand. Mm-hmm. Feeding him a bite at a time, bite at a time. Clean your plate, then I'm going to let you have what you want. Right now, they're getting rid of Iran, getting rid of Iran's influence in their government. They're cleaning the plate, and they're going to get dessert.
And do you think they'll have to get rid of all the Iranian influence before the revaluation happens, every bit of it?
No, because there's no way to do that. There's no way to get rid of every single person in every single location, and not even in the next 30 days, probably not even in the next 3 to 5 years. But long as you get rid of the majority of them, and long as you've done what we have done now, the U.S., got the people out there praising the U.S. for helping them move Iran out, then you're winning. And now the U.S. is winning. Because the people are supporting the U.S. idea. Because the U.S. is supporting the people's idea. Get Iran's influence out of our country.
Right. Well, do you think that we really are, do you think it's in Iraq's hands? Or do you think it's really in our hands as to when we're ready for this to happen?
It's always been in the U.S. hands because Iraq has tried to do it several times, again, which tells us it's not in their hands. They've said several dates before throughout our last 10, 12 years. We know that. Even the last year, they've even told the people they're going to do it and haven't done it because the U.S. wouldn't let them do it. So we say what we want. We want to say the CBI is autonomous. We want to say Iraq has its own country back, and they're in charge, and they want their people to think that. But the reality is, and we all know it because we're watching it, we're hearing it every day, is they're not going to do it until the U.S. stops vetoing them going through.
Well, do you think they're still? Do you think we're there, or do you think they're? Do you think they're holding it up for an extended amount of time? Do you think that the U.S. would say, "Come on, this is a good." It's going to get right now. We need to help the people and help us. And I mean,
I do. The U.S. delegation is over there. They were over there last week, 2 weeks ago. Pompeo's gone over there. He has publicly stated for Iraq to complete the reforms, to give the people what they want. They're publicly stating it now. And the only thing that's left to do is give them the RV. Well, plus all these changes they're saying that they're going to do in Parliament. They've already agreed to do it. They just need to go through the formal part of doing it and not drag it out. And that's what the people are saying now. We're not going for that. You got a week to get this done.
Right.
1 week to get it done. And they're still demonstrating every day.
Are they not demonstrating now?
They are today.
Yeah. So even though they said a week, they're still going to demonstrate until it happens, huh?
Well, I think that would be the smart thing to do.
Me too. They got to see something. This is so silly. Okay, well, let's just hope that the time is right. Are you still thinking it's going to be this year, Tony?
I'm thinking it's going to be, I thought it was going to be by the 30th because that was the plan. That's why they brought everybody in on Saturday. But it didn't happen. But I do think it could be by the first because it's all supposed to go into effect the first. I do like what the banks have done today saying no transactions, not any transactions, no loans, no payments, that kind of thing, for the next 30 days, the first up until the first. So they use the first as a deadline too, because they feel by that time it goes into effect.
Right.
So that's where we are.
Okay, sounds good. Thank y'all so much for hanging in there with us. God bless you.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
281 area code, you are on. 281.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, I'm fantastic.
I'm super fantastic.
To the Instagram.
All right.
And yourself.
I'm groovy, man, just groovy, fantastic.
All right.
Yep, yep.
Groovy, man.
So I hope and pray that you all had a blessed and great Thanksgiving.
Yes, ma'am. Sure did.
We did. I did. Did you?
Yes, I was thankful to be in the land of the living.
Okay.
I just can't eat all that good food right now. Just can't do it. But you actually just answered one of the questions from the caller before me, because I was really wanting to just say, with everything that's going on over there, and what you know and cannot say, in your opinion, will we go into 2020?
I don't know. I said the plan is for all this to go, I said, by the first. So take effect the first. But that's 2020 is the first. I'm hoping it doesn't.
Okay. Okay. Well, all we can do is wait and see, and the people are letting them know they want this done in 5 days.
That's what they told me, at 1 week. Well, for most of us, 1 week is 7 days, but we'll go with your five.
So. Is that for the prime minister, not to RV?
That's the prime minister, not for all their changes to go into effect. Appoint a prime minister so they can see that it's being done.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much, and we'll be waiting to hear from you all for the next phase.
Okay.
Okay. I want you to have a groovy day.
Oh, yeah, groovy, groovy. I'm telling you, the grandkids are like, wow, you done got this word groovy and you going with it. I said, I sure am.
You are. You have been for the last 3 weeks. I think you stepped back in a time bubble or something. Think you're in the 70s, but okay, I'm a groove with you there. Okay.
Yeah, I have been back in time, just doing a little bit of different things. I've been making the kids use words, and I told them use, and my husband, we're telling them to use words, because saying the bad words, then people feel like you don't know how to talk. So learn to use your words. And they said, but groovy is not the one, Granny. But anyway, you all have a great day.
Okay.
Okay, but Granny, just so you know, I'm going with the kids on this one. So go ahead.
All right.
Okay. All right, Mr. Ray, bye-bye. Mr. Tony. Bye-bye.
972 area code. What's up, Danny?
Hey, fellas. Yeah, Danny.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Austin today. I'm still on holiday, so I made a run to Austin. I think I'll go back to work tomorrow, since the 30th has come and gone. But a couple of quick questions. I've been writing down notes as you're talking here. And as the one with the lady with the husband just said, they're back in the streets, you indicated. There's 1 week that the prime minister will be selected, and they're watching for that and are content to stay in the streets as they see that happening. So I think that's what you're communicating, right?
That's what I'm saying. That's what's happening so far today.
Friends and family Is it still going? I didn't understand if that was a continuing factor or not.
I haven't had any transactions that I'm aware of. And, guys, the actual cash transactions that did take place and talk to them were not at Wells Fargo, just so you guys know, because there's even these gurus putting out some BS. Wells Fargo has not been doing cash transactions.
Yeah, you had indicated that it may be even a second tier, a possibility, but it was not universal. It was isolated situations, and that's trackable as you've indicated.
Yes.
One more question on the transactions being suspended. It's not that banking transactions are suspended; it's the process of credit for transactions of loans is suspended. They won't be making any loans in this period of time. Is that the way you see it?
That is the way I see it. But what they call them is meals of $150 million, $100 million, and they do them monthly, and they're saying they're not going to do those loans and transit. I actually want to let me think about it for a minute. I'm trying to think where it is so I could actually read it to you guys, because I know it's confusing.
It is confusing, but it's very informative. Oh, my. Can you imagine if that were the case that was applied to the U.S. and its loan transactions were suspended for a specific set of days? It'd be an amazing situation. So I talked with JR earlier. He had to, I think he was in the queue, but he had to get off. And he said, please ask this question if I don't make it. So we're fiddling back and forth here. Yeah. So you didn't have anything else on that, right?
Oh, wait. Oh, I thought you were going to ask me a different question, because I'm looking
for
this article. I'm trying to read it to you guys, too. Okay,
yeah, yeah. If you want to read it, go ahead. I have one more question having to do with Malachi that's unimportant.
No, ask your question while I'm looking for this.
There you go. Well, I've gotten some signals, not necessarily from you guys, but in general, that Malachi had been struck ill. He was sick. He's under the weather. Was there any validity to that, or is that just propaganda?
I've heard nothing about him being sick or anything else.
Okay, well, take that off the table then. There's lots of information out there, as you have pointed out regularly. So I'll retract that. Pay attention to something else, not that Malachi is sick. Okay, I'm ready for you to read. Let's do it.
I've got to find it, but go ahead.
Well, I don't have anything else to communicate right now. Obviously, we've been here before. And this is, although the past times were significantly credible, what has lined up presently with the rioting, with the favoritism toward the U.S., even though it's still a malicious activity directed toward Iran, it takes the heat off of us. I think that's terribly good for our situation. And like you, being in the streets is an important part of the reaction of the Iraqi citizen. So I'm jazzed about all of these things. And me being a currency evangelist, that we're actually in the home of a fellow that never had heard that before, and I visited with him this morning. And obviously there's interest, as the general information from the world is things are going to hell in a handbasket. Start naming countries, and it's all bad, all bad, all bad. But this, indeed, may be the solution for the world's ills, financially speaking. Interesting.
Okay. The world is going to hell in a handbasket all over. We're just waiting to see if we're going to get involved in it, right? Because it's already everywhere else.
There you go. There you go. Well, I'm going to go mute here because I've got some company and that sort of thing. So thank you so much for the info. I'll hit listen intently and be back with you on Wednesday if there's something important to ask. So thank you guys for what you do. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
214. Okay. 214, you're on.
Good day, gentlemen. This
is JR
in Dallas.
Good day. How are you?
Well, I thought I was listening to Danny just now, and he was able to ask a question. I got back on the queue. But I think that you guys have pretty much answered a lot of the things that I had on my mind today. So I'll not take up too much time today and see if I can come up with something else on Wednesday.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
I'll talk to y'all soon. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir.
732 area code. You are on.
Good day, gentlemen. Tony, you mentioned before there might be an extra benefit in that 500 million VIM. Can you elaborate any at all? Is it a goal, in your opinion? Like, you know, just as, you know, not holding you to it, but I want to go in today and get that.
Supposedly, it has a different rate, and I didn't want to mention the rate because I thought it was ridiculous. I mean, if it's true,
yeah,
and it's coming from the bank, so I don't know.
Yeah, somebody told you this, so that's okay to say at least to us, and I'll take a chance
on it. Not necessarily.
I mean, you were told.
Not necessarily okay to say it.
Yeah, you got to think one thing here, see? It's okay with me and you to take a chance, but some people, I could tell you, and they'll go do things that have changed their whole life just to make it happen, and I don't know that that's true. So that way I wouldn't. If you have it, hey, you know, great. If you don't worry about it. But for me to get everybody all excited over it, and there's only a 50-50 chance of it actually being real. Now, by the 50-50 chance, I don't mean they don't see it on the screen, because they obviously do, or they wouldn't have told me that. But with the fact, with the bank saying one thing and our committee members, you know, still saying something else, is the thing about it. Because if I told you, then I'd be halfway crazy not to say everybody drop everything you're doing and go do this, because it would make that much of a difference. But I don't know it for a fact. So those who have it, and those who don't, I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah, and it ain't that costly. I mean, $25, you know, I got a source. I'll give it a try. You also gave a good tip, I believe, on getting some dong as we're waiting, you know, by the week. And I did that, and I thank you for it. But here's the thing. I was on three other calls, you know, and they were saying they only believe in the dinar to RV and not the dong or Zim. Now, I'm surprised at that. I can't believe that so. And you don't believe that either, right? You believe that dong and Zim will RV?
I believe they will RV because, again, and we'll get it right, I was told this years ago by a government source, okay, who actually very intentional was for me to put it out there and help some people, but they thought it was going to be immediate and only a few people were going to get the benefit from it. Now, we also know over the last 10 years, the situation has changed. And I've explained it to you as it has changed. The Zim was a go. Countries agreed. New administration came in. They wanted to change the rate. They did change the rate. New administration came in. This administration now, and they came in, and they wanted to change the rate again. Wanted to change the whole deal. Zimbabwe said, we can't live with that. It's too ridiculous, blah, blah, blah. They go back and forth. Our committee guy says, hey, The deal is done. It's not going to happen. The bank says the deal is still good. It's on the board.
Well, so, once the bank gives us the money, they can't come back at us, right?
Thing. We don't
Tony?
Know. Once what?
Once
oh,
the RV does them, no. they can't come back at us later and want it back if there's problems, right?
Well, a deal is a deal with the banks. I mean, you
yeah,
know, once you exchange,
I mean.
You exchange. There's not going to be anything in your contract says, hey, if we mess up and we do the wrong thing, you know, we can come back after you a year or 2 years from now, 3 years. I mean, I've never seen that in anybody's contract personally.
Right,
so
and
no.
I wouldn't sign it. of yeah. course, right. Okay,
yeah.
that
and
answers
as far
that.
As the, as far as the Dom is concerned, and, you know, I've had gurus for years say it wasn't going to happen, wasn't going to happen. And then on top of that, now they're all saying, oh, I can't believe it's happened. I mean, for years they told you guys that the Dom wasn't going to
yeah.
go. It's
I
not going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're all praising how the Dom is set to go. So, yeah, it changes.
Now, if Iraq has to be stable, the country, for this to go, don't this new Iraq prime minister have to be in place?
No, he doesn't have to
be. He's supposed to come
in
next week or something, the new one? Don't he have to be there, stable in place, so they can say, oh, okay, it's a stable country now, and let's RV?
They're still saying they have a stable country government meeting all the reforms, even though they refer to it as a caretaker government at the moment, because
oh,
it is.
So it meets
and,
the requirement. Mm-hmm.
So it does meet the requirement, and it can go. Parliament just simply has to vote. The only question that anybody has is do they open the 2019 budget where it was already located in, or do they have to wait till the 2020 budget where all of the reforms are now located?
Can they use prior budget years to make it all happen at once for the current
no,
cause
they
budget
didn't,
year?
They didn't allocate in the 2019 budget for things that they have agreed to in the 2020 budget.
Oh, I see. Roadblock. Last
and
question.
That's what
I'm
for.
Yeah, if these Iraqi citizens are in the streets, they're getting their way soon, which is rightfully so, then why can't we Americans, you know, put some force to RV to the Treasury Department? That won't help. I mean, they can do it, but we can't do nothing. We just got to remain
no,
quiet.
No, we can't do anything, guys. It's not our country. It's not our currency. They're doing it to
for
change and affect their life.
I
We're
see the
doing
difference.
It trying to be greedy and get money.
Oh, I see the difference. You're right. Okay, we remain until it happens. Thank you so much, guys, for being here for us.
Okay. Alrighty.
All right.
All right,
bye.
Thanks.
Okay.
6-1-0.
Okay, Ray, let me read this real quick. Wait, hold on.
Oh,
hold on.
Okay, hold on, 6-1-0.
This is the wording. No, wait a minute. Now she sent me two of them. This is the wording from the bank. oh. He said it's only one bank saying that it's the Commercial Bank, Trade Bank of Iraq. The Iraq Trade Bank would like to draw the attention of its valued customers that all credit transactions will be stopped from 1 December till 1 January. 1 December 2019 to 1 January 2020. Okay. So that's the exact wording from the bank. All right. Now who's next?
G-Man from PA.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. And good morning,
hey,
Tony.
Sir.
It is G-Man in PA.
Hey, G-Man.
Yes, Tony.
I don't think you're speaking loud enough because people are not hearing you. So we
oh,
may
really?
Not be around you. So you better need to speak up a little bit louder or something. All right, go ahead.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is a new month, a new day, and that means there is a new bill that needs to be paid. And for all of you who are new to the call and all of you didn't know, all these calls and all means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donation electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to those 13 task force members. They're still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all of that banking information. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification. Protect your principal. KYW, know your worth. And rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite day.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, Ray.
All right. Did we lose Tony?
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Okay. 313. Thought we lost you for a second there. 313, nope. Area code, you're on.
Hello, Ray.
31. Hey.
Hello, Ray. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, it's Cornbread. Yeah, my question's been answered already, y'all.
Okay.
So I appreciate
all
it.
Right.
And,
have a good day.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, we'll try 727 again. They must be having some telephone issues. 727-470. He called back. He got at the bottom of the line, but still, okay.
Can you hear me, Ray?
Okay, I hear something
now.
Can
you
hear me now? A little bit
better.
Can
you hear me now?
Yes.
Do you have
727. I'm back.
Yes.
I almost died.
Do you have Sprint? Do you hear me
when
now?
I was the first caller. Well,
right,
I,
you were the first caller, but I couldn't get hear anything, so it went on. Yes, sir.
Well, perseverance and repetition make masters of us all. So I just
good.
Called back in and got lucky and got through. So
yes.
I'm grateful for that. And Tony, I'm going to send you a text to tell you about a special event that's supposed to happen next Monday and a particular request that I have. And see if you can make that happen, just as a heads up. So anyway,
okay.
I guess my question is, Soleil is the president, and obviously it doesn't sound like he has the intention to want to step into the prime minister's job and vacate his presidency post. Is that an accurate assessment?
You know, he could very much want to. But the demonstrators have put out a 6 or 7 point request for the replacement or criteria for the replacement. If you guys haven't seen that, not only for the president replacement, but for his administration. So one of them is no one who has ever been in office before. They don't want any repeat offenders anybody who has ever been in Parliament, been a governor, or been anywhere else to be selected as the new prime minister, and want the new prime minister to use that same criteria to select his new government. So they want everybody removed, no politicians, no corruption at all, is what they're looking for.
Wow. And do you believe they can pull that off?
Well, again, you know, I said earlier, it's not going to happen in the next 3 months, 6 months, 3 years, where they're going to get them all removed. But if they get enough at the top positions that they can see they're not scared to fight to get the rest of them out, I think that'll go a long ways. And more importantly than that, with the reform, the money, and a different lifestyle, I think they may get away with it.
Sure, sure. Well, boy, oh boy, I wish them Godspeed in that endeavor. If they can pull that off, maybe we could. Really, it might be posh. Who knows? Anyway.
Well, you're right. If they could, maybe we can. We'll see.
Yeah. Ray, thanks for coming back to me on the call. I appreciate it. And
yes, sir.
You gentlemen have a good day. And I'm really looking forward to Lindsay's call. Okie doke. Have
All
a
right.
great day, gentlemen.
Take care.
All right. You too, sir.
You bet. You bet.
239 area code. You are on.
Is that me?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. This is the first call for me. I have a quick question. Based on the history of the United States, what makes you think that we're not going to add another stipulation, such as either that we know who the prime minister is for sure, but also that we get the guy we want?
Well, Selah, first of all, right now, Timberland is the guy that we wanted. And we settled for that position because Iran took the other one. So the U.S. would be happy here during this time frame. And hopefully they'll get to select the next guy because, you know, the citizens are tired of Iran being involved in their government. So
okay.
It's looking good. And the U.S. now has the majority support of the people to go in and create that change. Just like the U.S. started publishing in the newspaper about Maliki and Mahdi and all the ones who are influenced by Iran and the many things they did, they'll continue doing that as the new ones are selected. So I think the U.S. feel like they have the upper hand at the moment. So it could happen.
So you think that's enough to let it go through this time?
Well, I think it is, and because it has to be part of what actually stopped the demonstrators from demonstrating. That's what they want. So
that's
at this
key.
Point,
okay.
I think it would have to. So.
Okay. Okay, thank you. I appreciate that very much.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right, bye.
Okay, 208 area code. You're on.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. The question Greetings. I have is real simple. I'm so confused with all this stuff. Just tell me, plain out in a couple words, how do we stand?
We stand great. We stand at a position between December the 2nd and January the 1st. Where this should all actually come to fruition and be over with. The budget should be activated. They're already telling the people it's in the 2020. The banks are already ready for transactions again, effective the 1st of January with all the reforms. Now, that's where I think we stand. Again, you know, most of the banks went in Saturday morning. because they thought it was going to happen like it was supposed to. It didn't. But everything else seems to point like this month with the demonstrators out there. Okay.
Okay, thank you very much, Tony. You and Ray have a great day.
Okay.
All right,
thank you,
too, sir. Have a great day.
813 area code. You are on.
Ooh, first time. Ray, how are you doing this morning?
I am fantabulous to the nth
degree. Should I say this afternoon, Ray, in the morning, Tony? You have another Tony online. How you doing?
Okay.
All right, man. Super fantastic. How you doing?
Well, first and foremost, I want to thank you guys for all that you've done. It's something I've heard of years back, and then a friend of mine brought that information back to me. I'm real versed on it. But there's a couple of things, a couple of questions I have for Ray. If you would get back with me, I know you probably see my phone. I'm here in Florida. The weather's not so good. I'm one of those people, I don't like that cold weather. But for the most part, I'm okay. But I just wanted to give you guys a call and let you guys know that we greatly appreciate everything, that the information that you give being checked and verified. It's nice to know that you guys are putting out good information, unlike some of the other people.
All right.
Don't laugh, Tony. Don't laugh. And I'm looking forward to meeting you guys once this thing happens. We have those, I guess you call those conventions, or you might want to call them mini summits. We have new ambassadors amongst the rich.
Okay.
I have this young lady in there next to me, my wife. She just asks, when is it going to happen?
Okay.
Tell her I know how she feels. I got to ask that every day. When is
Tony
it going to happen?
He know how it feels. You get that asked every day. Look here, Tony, if your wife is anything like mine, I'll keep you in good prayer.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm not going to forget you, Ray. I keep you guys in prayer all the time.
Yes, sir.
But thank you, guys. I can only thank you guys so much for what all you do.
Okay.
You guys have a good day.
All right.
All right.
Hey,
thank you.
Give me a call. I have a couple of questions. It has something to do with trust. But just give me a call whenever you get a chance.
Oh, okay. You can't ask
that call is for Rick. Well, I don't have – I have them written down somewhere, and I wasn't thinking I was going to get picked up today. So it's one of those things I got on and didn't have a chance. But if there's any way I can text to you or email to you and we can correspond that way, it doesn't matter.
Okay. I'll send my email address over to you.
All right. Well,
all right, sir.
Send it to me, and I'll hook up with you by email. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You guys have a good day.
All righty. All right, sir. Last one on the list that wanted to talk.
Okay.
So we're
I'll
done.
I'll go with that then. All right, guys.
Yeah. Okay.
Done or not?
Yes.
Oh,
we're good.
I thought you said nope. All right, guys. We're still in a good spot. I know the bank thought it was this weekend. It wasn't, but that means it's still alive. Means they're still ready to move their people. Iraq citizens haven't given up. They're still demonstrating in the streets today, trying to force the issue. The government is still saying they're agreeing to their demands, which the reforms are one of them. Kurdistan, Baghdad, or in Baghdad, they're meeting today. So far, what they put out is they are agreeing to terms and everything. They just need to take a vote on this budget and get it done. That's the main thing right now, which could happen at any moment. As long as those people stay in the street, they're going to get something done. If they don't, they're going to take a Christmas break and a New Year's break and everything else. So let's hope they do the right thing. All right. I'm sure we'll get some information throughout the day later on. It was super fantastic. I'll tweet it out. Ray will post it in the room. And if not, I'll see you guys on Wednesday, which I hope not, but we'll see what happens. All right? Have a super fantastic day, because that's what I'm going to do, right?
All right. That wraps it up for this Marvelouser Monday. If anything exciting happens between now and Wednesday, we won't hesitate to let you know. But in the meantime, in between time, keep believing, as we sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
Oh, you gotta believe.
your future.
To stop conference recording, press 1. Return. This session is no longer being recorded.
No, say that again, sir.
I said, I told him I only listen to TNT so I can hear this song at the end. All right.
Take care.
Hello, this is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. We are just waiting for the call any day. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. And we are out of here. Enjoy your marvelous Monday.